By Abby Luciano, local journalism initiative reporter, North Shore News. It was a full house at West Vancouver Memorial Library Sunday night in celebration of former Liberal MP Jody Wilson-Raybould and author Roshan Dinesh's latest book, Reconciling History, A Story of Canada. The book shares the voices of both Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples, touching on Canada's history of colonization and how that history has been painted. We definitely still have a long way to go, and there's still horrible disparities in realities. But I think we have to take stock in recognizing that there has been constructive change and continue to build on it, Wilson-Raybould said. Reconciling History also touches on the history of her people, the Musqueam Tsawwitenuk and Liikwa-Ta, both part of the Kwakwaka'wakw Nation on northern Vancouver Island. When Wilson-Raybould was on tour 2 years ago for her previous book, True Reconciliation, she spoke to lots of people, she said, but one thing stood out to her, a genuine desire in people wanting to learn more about meaningful reconciliation. Shortly after, she and Dinesh talked about creating a new book, but this time focusing on more voices from Canada's history and where we're at currently in reconciliation. The two have worked together in various ways for the last 15 years, making them the perfect duo to write the book. Wilson-Raybould has worn many hats throughout her life, from the Minister of Justice and Attorney General of Canada to a chair of the First Nations Finance Authority. She's also a lawyer, and served as the BC Regional Chief of the Assembly of First Nations. Dinesh is also a lawyer and an educator, who for more than two decades has been working on advancing Indigenous rights and reconciliation in Canada. They both worked on the book for roughly 6.5 months, which is a quick turnaround, but had their previous experiences together to help. People in the West Vancouver Library applauded Wilson-Raybould and Dinesh throughout the night as they talked about the themes the book addresses, but also their thoughts on how reconciliation has changed in Canada throughout the years. The subtitle of the book is "A Story of Canada," and we live in a reality now where the last 10 to 15 years, reconciliation has become a topic that we're talking about more and more. This is progress, Wilson-Raybould said during the event Sunday. A book signing followed the talk, where the two signed nearly 150 copies. Dinesh said he is optimistic from the shift he has seen over the last decade, noting the strengths and accomplishments Indigenous peoples have made, from rebuilding their nations to creating economic growth in their communities. I am very optimistic, Dinesh said. We need to be talking about the tremendous, visible strengths and accomplishments that's all around us that we see from Indigenous people standing up. The act of reconciling is increasingly to the forefront, Wilson-Raybould added. It's an issue that certainly can no longer be ignored by governments, companies and individuals, she said. As the books officially hit shelves Tuesday, Wilson-Raybould and Dinesh will be doing a month-long tour across Canada, including stops in Victoria, Calgary, Toronto and Ottawa.